Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Supposedly, Democrats are now concerned about Joe Biden's mental health. You're not fooling me, kids. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats have been concerned about Biden's mental health since for decades. This didn't just kick in now. When Biden was running for president, which he never officially ran, he was just shoehorned in. And the big cheat, I will tell you the facts. Joe Biden is a usurping president. He is not deserving of that office. He did not beat Donald Trump. Other people can soft shoe that. You can, well, Kevin, I don't know. You can put any kind of spin on it you want. That's a fact. I know it with 100% certainty, not 99%. Not 99.99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Democrats hate it. And as a thumb, almost as if to say to America, you think that Africa is third world? Let me show you what we can do to you. And the powers that be said, we will put a demented moron in office and give him the nuclear button, and then he'll even threaten to push it. Don't push us to show us how much power we have over you, citizens of America. This is an affront to us. Right in our faces. Because I tell you, Democrats don't hide it anymore. They are fascists. They're worse than communists. They're fascist, communist, Marxist, whatever. You put the ist on it. They're all of the ist that you can imagine that are evil ist, and they say it to your face. They are racist. They are xenophobic. They are hateful, spiteful people who have one thing in mind: maintain their power. Because with their power, they can maintain your money. And they use your money to do their evil. If you could literally chase the money and see the circle of money, what you would find is every one of these Democrat anti-American organizations are funded by conservatives. God-loving, America-loving, military-loving, capitalist, etc. Constitutional, republic-loving, constitution-following Americans who play by the rules. You play by the rules, they cheat you and they use your money to do it. Then they laugh in your face. Hate to be the deliverer of bad news, but that's just it. Tough love, baby, on the Kevin Jackson Show. For 2 months in a row, a majority of Democrats are showing concern with now almost 80-year-old President Biden's mental health. Sorry I put president in there. I apologize, people. The Issues and Insight TIPP survey, 1,376 adults released recently, showed 64% of Americans are either very concerned or somewhat concerned with Biden's mental health, 5 points higher since the Democrats were polled in August. Let me just explain the demographics of the 2020 presidential election. Joe Biden got 82% of the most he got in any state when he ran by himself was 82% of the Democrat vote. In other words, people were still voting for other people outside of Biden when he was running solo. In Georgia, he got 57% of the Democrat vote. This is where Stacey Abrams and Warnock are supposed to be. Woo-hoo-hoo! 57% of Georgians, when Joe Biden was running by himself, said, we like him. 43% of Democrats went, uh-uh. Anybody but him. Joe Biden, 20% of Democrats, during the time when Joe Biden was running for the presidency, if you want to call it that, 20% of Democrats said, we think Joe Biden has mental issues. So let's just think about this for a bit from a mathematical point of view. 20% of Democrats say, we think Joe Biden's brain impaired. Would you vote for somebody if you thought that? I wouldn't. So let's remove them all for the time being. So 20% of Democrats don't vote for Joe Biden. Donald Trump got at least double the black vote. So he took 8% more of the black vote from the Democrats than he did before. Some people estimate it's higher. But let's just, you know what, for easy math, let's do 10%. So 10% of the black vote, additional black vote, came to Donald Trump. That's a death knell for the Democrats. Now, there are Democrats who didn't vote for Biden, who went, you know what, You look at any of this statistically. The number of voters, the number of eligible voters, the number of people who voted for Trump, which is a bona fide 75 million. I think it's more than that, to be honest with you. But whatever the number is, you look at those numbers, and here's what you'll come to the conclusion. Joe Biden couldn't statistically get over 60 million votes with all, nowhere close. Nowhere close. And now we find out that people are going, Biden, you know, he's scaring me. They said, during Biden's 2020 run, his mental health was a huge question mark. I want you to understand, they want you to believe that a guy whose mental health was a huge question mark got 81 million votes. A statistical impossibility. Just doing remedial math, not even getting into the nuance, which I just did earlier, just remedial math. They want you to believe that a guy who most people looked at, both sides of the aisle, Republican and including independents, and went, something's wrong. He got 81 million votes. The most popular guy in the history of this Constitutional Republic. I was going to say Democrat Republic, but Constitutional Republic. He got 81 million votes. He said President Trump would eventually mention the frequent mistakes when speaking and what appeared to be an overall lack of awareness and energy. Since being elected, Biden has been seen walking aimlessly on stage, not just on stage, at the White House with Obama. Remember that? The speech gaffes haven't stopped, leading many to think that this is more than a stutter, as his team claims, and wondering if the United States has a mentally incompetent president. Wondering? That's proven out every single day. Hope you had a great weekend. More to come. Keep it here, folks. Be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Turbo Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We talked earlier about Joe Biden's mental health. We all know where that stands. It's no secret. It's no secret to the Democrats. It's not been a secret for 2 years. It's not been a secret for a decade. Biden's mental health has been slipping for decades. It's easy to watch. Watch a video of him 4 decades ago, 3, 2, 1. And it's not like most people where it's a gradual slip. It's an absolute noticeable slip. And as I told people, I've warned the left. I said, don't think that it's going to get any better. The dude is almost 80 years old. You think he's going to get, you think suddenly his mind is going to snap and he's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm back to being who I was. Which, by the way, Biden going back to being who he was is just as scary. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. But it's getting to the point where even the late night comedic hacks have to go at him. And here's what Colbert had to say about him. I'm not going to dwell on him this segment, but I do want to at least let you know that the Democrats are aware of this. They're aware of all of their failures, their frailties, including Fetterman, because that's who we're going to talk about this segment.
Nuclear war isn't the only thing on Biden's mind. The next day, he went to Maryland to give a speech about the economy. Here's how that went.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
I have two words for you.
Welcome back, folks. That's as close as you get for a lefty to tell you, we screwed up. What if that were Trump? Do you think the joke would have ended there? No. That monologue would have been dedicated to Biden. By the way, he begins it by saying, what's with this coincidence of ordering this anti-radiation stuff? And even Colbert recognizes, he goes, the timing is not good. The optics of this is not very good. Well, let's play that part of it because I think we didn't put that in there. But here's Colbert. He recognizes that this is not good. And if this were Trump, man, this would have been an entire show about leading into nuclear war. He would have talked about Armageddon and on and on and on. Here's the beginning of it.
Not reassuring, but last week the Department of Health and Human Services spent $290 million on a drug to treat radiation sickness, which they claim is coincidental. Yeah.
There you go, folks. Even Colbert recognizes coincidental at the same time that a demented clown is talking about Armageddon might be a cause to worry just a bit. As he said, I have two words for you, WTF. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, as I mentioned, Democrats love leaders who are demented, whose ideas are insane. And all they care about is they will position that person, they will denigrate great people in order to position a loser like Biden, for example, or how about this guy Fetterman? Since when was he supposed to be the great white hope? Well, they did an expose on him, and here's a lady. They're talking about Fetterman and reporting about his health issues and things like that, and they're asking him very poignant questions, and, well, you'll get it.
Another pivotal Senate race in Pennsylvania, now considered a toss-up. Our Dasha Burns spoke with Democrat John Fetterman in his first in-person sit-down interview since he suffered a stroke. And Dasha, this was not a typical candidate interview.
No, Lester, because of his stroke, Fetterman's campaign required closed captioning technology for this interview to essentially read our questions as we asked them. And Lester, in small talk before the interview, without captioning, it wasn't clear he was understanding our conversation.
Can voters trust that you will be able to do this job on day one?
Yeah, of course.
This is Pennsylvania Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman's first in-person sit-down interview since a stroke sidelined him from the campaign trail for months.
That auditory processing where I'll hear someone speaking, but sometimes it'll be precise on what exactly that they're saying. I use captioning.
His campaign required that he be allowed to use a transcription program on his computer during our interview.
I always thought I was pretty empathetic. 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 That's an example of the stroke. Empathetic. I always thought I was very empathetic before having a stroke. But now, after having that stroke, I really understand, much more kind of the challenges that Americans have day in and day out.
So you say you're on the road to full recovery. But right now, voters really have to take your word for it. We've asked for your medical records. We've asked to have a conversation with someone from your medical team to interview your physician. You've declined those requests. Why?
Well, I feel like we have been very transparent in a lot of different ways. When our doctor has already given a letter saying that I'm able to serve and to be running.
I mean, respectfully, that letter from your physician, that was 6 months ago. Don't voters deserve to know your status now?
Being on in front of thousands and thousands of people and having interviews and getting around all across Pennsylvania, that gives everybody and the voters the side, you know, if they think that it's really the issue.
Polls show Fetterman's lead is shrinking against Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. It's now a toss-up race that could determine control of the Senate. Republicans focusing on crime, in particular Fetterman's votes on the parole board.
Fetterman says he's trying to get as many criminals out of prison as he can,
including votes in favor of paroling convicted murderers.
Are you soft on crime?
Of course not. I'm actually effective on crime, and I believe in second chances, and I've run on that record.
Meanwhile, Fetterman going after Dr. Oz on abortion rights.
Dr. Oz likes to make fun of me that I might miss a word, but, you know, he's missed, you know, two words, and that is a yes or no on the national abortion ban. If you're going to be our next senator, you have to give the answer.
Lester Fetterman told us he is committed to debating Dr. Oz on October 25th, where he will also be using closed captioning.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Look, we've talked about Fetterman earlier, other broadcasts. This guy should be disqualified from running. He's obviously impaired. He will have jurisdiction over millions of people if he's elected senator, and he's obviously got issues. You would think he would want to do it, but he can't. And Democrats are so hell-bent on beating Oz and getting making sure conservatives understand that they're the minority. That I'm talking about Democrats have the minority ideas. They would cheat. Let me just say this. It wouldn't matter if this guy was as brain dead as Kamala Harris and Joe Biden combined, which he isn't. He's actually much smarter than they are, even after having a stroke. But it wouldn't matter. They don't want us in. It wouldn't matter if it was Oz or anybody else for that matter. They don't care who we're talking about here. It is their ideology. They must win at all costs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is asking the FBI to find evidence of criminal activity in the Biden family's foreign business deals. Senator Grassley's office saying investigative staff has reviewed FBI records. The Iowa senator is specifically looking for Biden business deals connected with the communist Chinese regime. The Justice Department is reportedly recommending 6 months in prison and a $200,000 fine for former Trump advisor Steve Bannon for two counts on criminal contempt of Congress. Bannon is set to be sentenced on Friday in a D.C. courthouse. The Nakia Creek fire is continuing to burn out of control near the Washington State-Oregon border. So far, the fire has forced nearly 3,000 homes to evacuate and over 2,000 acres have been burned. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But right now, voters really have to take your word for it. We've asked for your medical records. We've asked to have a conversation with someone from your medical team to interview your physician. You've declined those requests. Why?
Well, I feel like we have been very transparent in a lot of different ways. When our doctor has already given a letter saying that I'm able to serve and to be running.
I mean, respectfully, that letter from your physician, that was 6 months ago. Don't voters deserve to know your status now?
Being on in front of thousands and thousands of people and having interviews and getting around all across Pennsylvania, that gives everybody and the voters decide, you know, if they think that it's really the issue.
That was Fetterman being asked for his medical records. Why? He had a stroke. Well, I gave him 6 months ago. Whatever. How do we know where you are today? Isn't it natural? Is it unreasonable for the electorate to say, you know what? We want to know you're still progressing. You're okay. If we're going to cast our vote for you to represent us, we want to know. Democrats don't want you to know what's going on with them. Just accept it. Dude, who are you to question me? Says Fetterman. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm going to prove to you over and over again these people are unfit. They know Joe Biden's unfit. We've talked about it in many shows. We talked about it earlier in the broadcast. He's unfit to be president. Most of the people that Joe Biden have appointed to various roles are unfit for those roles. They are tokens. Is Kamala Harris fit to be vice president? Be honest. What do you think the average Democrat would say of Kamala Harris's performance as vice president? Wholly unprepared, unfit, if they're being honest. Now we've got Fetterman. Well, I'm going to go back to Katie Hobbs. She's afraid of Carrie Lake. I'm going to play this clip. We played it a few days ago. But listen to this excuse as to why she doesn't want to debate Carrie Lake. And oh, by the way, maybe you've seen the Project Veritas thing with her, where the people that are working her campaign are concerned. Why? Number one reason, because she won't debate Carrie Lake. And her excuse? Well, don't let me give it to you. Let me let you hear it in your own words.
So your opponent said you don't want to debate. I'd like to ask you, are there any conditions under which you would agree to debate Carrie Lake so the voters of Arizona could hear from the two of you side by side and in real time?
What I've been focused on is opportunities like this where they can see us back to back and hear directly from us about the issues that are important to Arizonans and how we would govern without a circus like she created during the GOP Republican primary. I have no desire to be a part of the spectacle that she's looking to create because that doesn't do any service to the voters of Arizona to hear from us where we stand on the issues and how we would govern.
So sometimes voters learn things from moments of duress or challenge or circus. Don't you think you're strong enough to handle any kind of circus Carrie Lake might present if, in fact, she were to present one? Don't the voters of Arizona deserve to see that real?
I think the voters of Arizona have had a chance to see how I work under crisis throughout my leadership during the 2020 election as Secretary of State, when we had to combat multiple election challenges from former President Trump and his band of election deniers, including my opponent, Carrie Lake.
So we saw her under fire as she helped to cheat in an election. That was where we saw her under fire. She pushed back against those election deniers. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. Why are we even having a discussion about a debate? If there are two people running for an office, I want to see them go man to man. It was like I'm watching this show, House of the Dragon, and the girl says they're going to pick the person the knight that's going to guard her. And they got these knights that they selected, and she says, well, why would I choose them? None of them have been in battle. Who did she choose? The knight who had been in battle. So what Hobbs wants her constituents to do is choose a person who's not been in battle. You listen to what Carrie Lake says, listen to what I say separately, but never watch us go at it together, where that person can refute things that I may have said about her and vice versa. This makes no sense on any level, but the Democrats want to sell you on the idea that we shouldn't debate. Let me tell you, I talked about this the other day. Blake Masters skewered Mark Kelly in a debate. Mark Kelly had to be forced to debate. Why? His numbers were dropping. Blake's were rising. All the money, $80 million this guy has spent. Think about it. He didn't have a primary. Mark Kelly did not have a primary. The Republicans spent, one candidate alone spent $19 million. Blake probably spent about the same. $38 million. I would say all total, you're talking at least $45 million spent in the primary for the Republicans. Mark Kelly didn't have anybody to primary. He was running commercials during the primary to try to make a distinction in making himself out into a centrist, wearing his T-shirt and his good old boy shirts, you know, and hobnobbing with the ordinary people. Not what he does. And you know what it did? It got his numbers up. But then as soon as the primary ended and everybody started attacking him, then the numbers started to drop and drop and drop. The more they tied him to Biden's policies, he votes 94% with Biden. They prove that. Then suddenly the numbers are dropping and dropping. And you know what else? The people are recognizing that this is not about, oh, Mark Kelly, I'm for the border. I'm for this. Blake's anti-abortion. Blake's for, you know, anti-abortion, you know, whatever. And they're going, nope, I'm living it. So he had to come out and he debated. And he got crushed. He got crushed. Forget the campaign commercial, feel good, what are you doing coming down here talking to us about our border? We know what to do with our border. Even though I haven't done anything for the 2 years I've been in office, that don't mean nothing. I'm the guy, I still want to solve the border problem even though I haven't done anything to do it. So what, I haven't done it? Well, people are recognizing. So Katie Hobbs, she's afraid. But here's what's even funnier. She gets asked on TV, What have you taken from Latino culture? Here's her answer.
Let me ask you, how has it impacted you personally? What have you learned, specifically learned from the Latino community?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't necessarily think about it that way in those terms. I think I really value my relationships across the board with different folks, and I learn all the time from people in my life. My sister-in-law, she is Latino, and it's really hard to separate out Arizona and subtract Latino culture because it's so much a part of who we are as a state. And Arizona wouldn't be Arizona without what the Latino community brings.
So there's not one specific lesson you could share with you, other than Espanol and English. It's one third of the state.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's many lessons. The emphasis on family values, hard work, those are something that I value in my own life, and
I love when he goes, so there's not one specific lesson that you can share with us. And she can't. So let me tell you what she could have said. She could have said, you know what I've learned from the Latino culture? I've learned that they are a proud community. I've learned how much they bring to the fabric of not only Arizona, but to America. But you know what? We've also learned that they understand what it means to be part of the American culture. And how much they've assimilated. They've brought much to our culture, and we've accepted it. We've accepted the food. We've accepted the language. We've accepted many of the traditions of the Latino culture from, Cinco de Mayo and many other things. We accept them as part of the culture of America. The Latino culture is part of the definition of being an American, and particularly an Arizonan. But let me tell you what's really cool about the culture. This is a culture that understands family. It understands loyalty, which, by the way, is part of the American fabric, because we value the Puerto Ricans, we value the Cubanos, we value the Mexicans, we value the Central Americans. We teach Spanish, in our schools. We encourage people to learn the language and so on and so forth. We love the diversity of the Latino culture. All of it. And it's all part of the lesson in the fabric of America. Every culture brings that. That is the beauty of not only America, but it is the beauty of Arizona. And the quicker we recognize that and we start protecting ourselves and embracing what we've learned, but still protecting Arizona, will be better for it. Now, that's an answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats can't handle their scandals. Democrats don't like to live their lies. And this means they're incapable of handling stress. Put a leftist in a stressful situation and they melt like candle wax in an Arizona summer. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Leftists, I don't know if you guys saw this. So, Project Veritas did an expose of Katie Hobbs' campaign, and one of the things they ask her about gun control, and the guy says, That's an issue we can't talk about in Arizona. This is a pro-gun state. Nobody wants to cover it. None of them, even though they are anti-gun, they don't want to cover that. They need to get into office, and then they can work from the inside. And, you know, he's explaining the game. And he says, what about assault weapons? We would be for it, but she's not going to touch it. It's a federal issue, yada, yada, yada. You look inside of the car, and they've got an AR-15, and the guy admits, oh, yeah, it's an AR-15. He goes, think of it as crowd control. So they've got an AR-15. They're not hunters. They are telling you, we will use this to shoot people in the crowd, and we've learned that, haven't we? We've learned that from the kid who had to shoot a guy to protect himself, to keep them from killing him. And who's the one that the left, who do they blame? They blame the kid who was going out putting out fires and then gets attacked and has to shoot somebody who I think was a child abuser, a child molester, ended up having to shoot two people, one of them fatally, in order to save his life. And one of them is the hero. That would be the child molester, and one of them is the GOAT. Now, I'm not talking about the greatest of all time, and that would be the kid that did the shooting. I forget his name, but you know who I'm talking about. Kyle Rittenhouse, is it? Welcome again, folks. So, when you make these people have to live, like right now, the it's funny to watch the Democrats. We're pro police. Oh no, we're pro law enforcement. Now, yeah, so that defund the police, that was completely misconstrued. We meant take money from them. I remember the lady, divest from them, pull money from them, etc. All three meant defund. But she tried to put a spin on it, and we don't want them getting cats out of trees. Last time I checked, that was a fire department, but okay. But we don't want them getting cats out of trees. We want them deployed only on the things that they should be working on. We're trying to help them. And yeah, I'm sure the police believe that as they get sued for doing their jobs, as they get killed by the very people that the left foment, that they get frothing at the mouth to go kill police, as police are hunted. Leftists pretend they care about them. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. I will only give you observations. You determine the truth. You determine what you want to keep. So that's what they're telling you about police. They tell you, oh, this global climate change thing, that's for you. That's not for us. We're trying to save your lives, the world. That's why we want these trillions of dollars that are wasted. It's for you. The reason we want to take away your guns, we'll protect you. We got you, man. We got your back. This is for you. As they have AR-15s in their possession, they're helping you. They introduce racism in the schools. Oh, no. We're not trying to divide. That's not what 1619 and Black Lives Matter and CRT, whatever. None of this stuff is about division. We're not trying to make people jealous of one another. We're not trying to make white people feel guilt. No. None of those things. By the way, Susan, what's her face? Ozzy, what's her name? Osborne? Sharon Osborne. Sharon Osborne wants her $900,000 that she gave the BLM back. Why? Because that pompous, enabling leftist gave money to a Negro organization. And you know what she found out? Them Negroes is buying big houses next to her with her money. So she wants it back. I didn't realize they were out just buying houses. I didn't realize they were not actually helping. Well, you know what? I give her credit. She's one of the first leftists who will admit, I didn't realize that what I do to help these people doesn't help. I'm enabling. I'm not doing anything. I didn't move the needle. That group has gotten billions of dollars. And you know what they're doing? They're squandering it. They're giving it out. They're doling out to themselves. It is reparations. Meanwhile, conservatives, I'm not getting after you, but I just want to let you understand, the other side takes your money, gives it out to BLM, and no offense, but conservatives are like, well, Kev, I'd like to help you, but they're stealing your money now. If you don't give it to me now, you're never going to get it back, and it's only going to get worse. Ask yourself, has it gotten worse or has it gotten better? If you don't start giving their money to people that are going to solve your problems, to put the pressure on these other folks, say bye-bye. Wave bye to your money because it's going on a permanent vacation. Leftist New York City Mayor Eric Adams recently doubled down on this immigration hypocrisy, just giving you a little bit more food for thought, folks. He has declared New York City a sanctuary city, but now he wants a state of emergency because all these illegal aliens are being bussed in from Texas to the Big Apple. He bragged about his city being a sanctuary for illegals. And now what's he doing? He's doing what leftists do all the time when they have to live their lie. And you know what their lie is? Their lie is they really don't have a care in the world for illegals. Oh, I know I left you hanging, but that was it. They don't have a care in the world for illegals. It's a Texas, it's a Arizona problem. California, it's their problem, but they see it for what it is. They see that as Democrat votes. So they've ignored it. But New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, no, they got to live it. They must live this every single day. Thousands of people coming across the border every week. And Eric Adams gets a few and then he's, whoa, hold on about this sanctuary city stuff. State of emergency. He says the migrants are flooding the homeless shelters. Homelessness had already spiked without the illegals. Why? Because they run these cities like pigsties. Homelessness up by thousands in the past decade. A rise in crime in that city. And by the way, all cities in this country run by Democrats. And you know what the Democrats do? They go, number one, the rise in crime has nothing to do with progressive policies. It has nothing to do with the overcrowding, with the DAs that are releasing these criminals back into the streets. All the issues that these people create, none of it has to do with progressivism. In fact, they will brag to you that, the murder rate in Republican-controlled states is higher. But what they won't add is the murder rate in Democrat-controlled cities is through the roof. Here's a better way to look at it. Take any Democrat-controlled city in any Republican-controlled state, remove that city, and you will have one of the safest places on the planet. It's that simple. He says this. This is a humanitarian crisis that started with violence and instability in South America and is being accelerated by American political dynamics. Thousands of asylum seekers have been bussed into New York City and simply dropped off without notice, coordination, or care, and more are arriving every day. By the way, the exact policy that Joe Biden and baby black Jesus Obama did. This is a crisis not of our own making that will affect everyone in the city. He says because they can't legally work in the United States and would need far more than a few meals or a bed for a night or two. Well, hey, as they said in Die Hard, welcome to the party, pal. He says, New Yorkers are angry, and I'm angry too. We have not asked for this. There was never any agreement to take on the job of supporting thousands of asylum seekers. Oh, yeah, there was, Eric. When you said, we are sanctuary city. We're a sanctuary city. So here's what they should do. Every city that has declared itself to be a sanctuary city, they should just ship. I would put them on a bus coming from the border. I would ship them straight to that sanctuary city. Say, go at it. Go for it. One-way bus ride. Get that bus out of there. Oh, no, you know what you could do? You could have the bus wait for people, citizens, ready to leave those places like Philadelphia and Baltimore and Cleveland and the great Big Apple and all the others, because those buses will be loaded with people ready to leave. Because let me tell you, Gotham ain't got nothing on New York City and these places where this crime rate is going through the roof. And if you think it's bad now, folks, trust me, it's only beginning.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.